Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Glad you've joined me. Hey, I'm going to continue our theme today of why you do not have to be afraid of the Omicron variant. You don't have to be afraid of the original COVID virus nor any of its variants. In fact, as we talked about yesterday, we are commanded by God in Scripture to not be afraid. We are commanded to fear not. And there is no question in my mind that the secular media and secular politicians are using this virus and this pandemic to stoke fear in the lives of people, because if they can put fear into people, then they can control them. People will give up their constitutional, God-given liberties out of fear and for the promise of safety. I just was reading some statements that Dr. Fauci, the spokesman for, and by the way, he's not just a doctor, he's a politician. And he called on vaccine reticent people to put aside their concerns about personal liberty. And he made the statement, he said, there comes a time where you have to give up what you consider your individual freedom for the greater good of society. Wow. Do you see what I see here? Left-wing politicians have a mantra here in America: never let a crisis go to waste. And what I see left-wing politicians doing, if they can stoke enough fear into people, they can gain power that they could never get through an election. They can set aside the guaranteed freedoms of the Constitution, because out of fear, people will give up those constitutional rights out of a promise of safety from the politicians and from the so-called experts. And so, folks, we need this is a very critical time, and we need the wisdom of God in this hour to negotiate our way through all of this. Hey, by no means are we to take lightly the COVID virus. I have had the COVID virus. I have had friends who have died of the COVID virus. I do not take it lightly. I take precautions. I regularly wash and sanitize my hands and seek to look after myself. I am not against vaccines. I am not against masks. I am against government-mandated vaccines and government-mandated masks, where our liberties are taken away in being able to choose what is going to go into our bodies. Health issues related to our personal lives, the government would take away from us. And if they can take that kind of personal liberty, there is no limit to what they can do or will try to do in the name of safety, if they can stoke enough fear in us. So remember, the Bible commands you and I, as the people of God, to fear not, because He is with us. So although, yes, we are to be careful, we're to be cautious, take precautions, we are not to fear the COVID virus or this new Omicron variant. And you see, left-wing politicians, I'm just read some from my latest book called To Comply or Not Comply. If you would like a copy of this, go to Amazon, Amazon.com. Some of you shop there. And if you will enter my name, Eddie Hyatt, E-D-D-I-E-H-Y-A-T-T, I have a lot of books there, but if you'll scroll down, you will find this book, To Comply or Not Comply. The subtitle is A Christian Guide to Government Lockdowns, Mandates, Church Closures, and Other Forms of Tyranny. You see, one thing that is happening through this whole pandemic is left-wing politicians obviously see this pandemic as an opportunity for grabbing power and advancing their agenda. I just mentioned that a well-known mantra of such politicians is never let a crisis go to waste. And in the end, in their thinking, It is not about vaccines and masks. It is about politicians seizing power in the name of safety and security. This is not the first time this happened. A debate about safety over liberty. When this nation was coming into existence, before the Declaration of Independence, and as there was so much opposition to the British and to their draconian mandates that they were legislating on these colonists, these 13 colonies, they had no say in them. And King George was treating them like subjects, not like citizens. And there were a lot of protests against them. One of them that became famous, the Boston Tea Party. Well, King George responded by sending 6 regiments of British troops. A lot of the protests were taking place in the Boston area in New England. And so he sent 6 regiments of British troops, totally shut down the city of Boston, closed its busy seaport, and revoked their right of self-government, revoked their freedom, their liberties, and he began appointing his own government and political officials who would carry out his policies, his draconian policies over these American colonists. And there was a great debate that broke out. Now, there were many people who were loyalists and didn't think that America should separate from the British. And some were saying, well, you know, there are certain advantages. The British, they do provide safety for us against any marauding pirates or against the French and the Spanish who would like to make inroads into that area, or against hostile Native American tribes. They do provide us safety and security. So maybe we need to do a trade-off. We could give up some of our liberties in return for safety. It was Patrick Henry who turned, I think he was a primary voice in turning the tide in favor of independence. And he gave a speech before the Virginia House of Burgesses. And in this speech, he laid out the case for why America, the colonists, should declare their independence from Great Britain. And he ended his speech with something like this. I might remember it. I might have it in my memory. Is life so sweet and peace so dear as to be purchased at the price of the chains of slavery? Hold on for just a moment. I'm going to turn over and read that. I have it right here. I'm reading this from this book, To Comply or Not Comply. And so I'm turning over to this now. This is how he ended his speech. And this is in a part of this debate. Should we not, some were saying, should we not give up some of our liberties for safety? And Patrick Henry ended his speech with these words: is life so dear, or peace so sweet, to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death. You know, we need a people in America, in Ireland, and Italy, and by the way, I was just reading that this is a BBC headline: huge protest across Europe over new restrictions. Huge protest across Europe. My friends, there is a desire, there is an aspiration in the human heart for liberty and freedom. That is why people from all over the world have wanted to come to America, because it has been known as a land of liberty and freedom. And by the help of God, and for the sake of Almighty God, and for the sake of liberty, let us not allow it to be taken from us at this time. And so, that is as far as I'm going to go today, because I've used up most of the time that I want to take. But let me leave you with this. No fear, my friends. No fear. God commands us, do not be afraid. Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be intimidated, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. And pray for his wisdom, and he will help you to negotiate your way through this trying time without fear. You do not have to be afraid of the COVID virus, nor of this Omicron variant that is being talked about now. You do not have to fear it. And again, check out my book, To Comply or Not Comply. Check it out on Amazon and check it out. Hopefully, it's not on my website right now, but hopefully by the time you hear this, it will be on my website. And I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast. God bless you.